السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. الله سبحانه وتعالى bless us with this beautiful religion which is Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he received the wahi, received the revelation, and he climbed the mountain to declare and invite people towards Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, Ya ayyuhan nas, qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. Say la ilaha illallah, you will be successful. So this deen Allah Azza wa Jal gave for the success of the humanity, for the success of the human being. It is so well established and it is so obvious that this is repeated over and over again and again. Every time when the muazzin gives adhan, says hayya ala salah, and then repeats hayya ala al-falah, come towards success. Deen is success, and every amal of deen is also path to the success. Every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the light towards success. We read in the Quran, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, the believers are successful. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ, those who have khushu' in their prayer. So iman is success, salah is success, and khushu' in the prayer is success. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ, those who avoid lagu. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ, giving zakah is also amal of success. And we can see this in many places in the Quran and in many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was very clear about this, that there is no success without Islam. There is no success without iman. He was crystal clear. When people used to come to him, he used to say, Aslim taslam. Aslim taslam. Accept Islam, you will be all right. You will be okay. You will be safe. You will be successful. Meaning, if you don't accept Islam, you will lose. And you will lose a big deal. The loss is not small. It's a huge loss. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Without iman, without the good deeds, without تَوَاصِي بِالْحَقِّ, and without tawasi bil sabr, the human being is in loss. Allah is saying, lafi khusr, khusr is nakira, and nakira comes for ta'zeem sometimes, because we have talab here, at-tankeer li ta'zeem. It can be for taqleed as well sometimes. So big loss, human being will suffer a big loss if he does not accept Islam. Alhamdulillah, we know this. And Alhamdulillah, we say this. And we repeat this. But sometimes we don't see any success with Islam. Sometimes we see people have Islam but they are losing. People have iman but they are losing. Sometimes we see people who are doing dodgy stuff and they are doing all right. Right? People who cheat, people who deceive, people who do the khiyana, they progress, they move up the ladder. In fact, they move fast. The more you can lie, the more you move. The more you can deceive, the more you move. The more you can cheat, the more you move. We see people praying salah, but still they are where they are. We see good Muslims still living humble life, still struggling. We see people who have Islam and perhaps Islam in a good condition, who have Iman and perhaps they have better Iman, but still they face losses. This is a waswasa of shaitan. Shaitan deceives in many ways. One of the ways shaitan deceives is to put a waswasa and doubt in the hearts and in the minds of the people. Shaitan pinches from the back, pokes, what about this, what about this, what about this, why not this, why not this, if this is correct, why not this. The problem is not with the Quran, and the problem is not with the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Quran is kalam of Allah azza wa jalla, is haqq. Whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said is haqq. Ma yantiqu anil hawa in huwa illa wahyun yuha. The problem is with our understanding. Sometimes you see people who get a good job. Say somebody has a dream career and a dream job. For how many years one has to study and work hard in order to have that dream job? Is it 1 year, 2 years, 4 years, 5 years, 10 years? Perhaps more than that, right? Many people have good jobs. For example, after they graduate, and people do graduate after high school. And high school they finish after 12 years of study. 12 years is a long period of time. So until 12 years there is no success. They haven't seen any benefit. And even after high school, you don't get the dream job straight away. You study another 3 years, another 4 years. So put it together, that is 16 years. 16 years is a very long period of time. A person does not see any outcome, but he is studying and he continues to study. Why? Year after year, year after year, terms after terms. One stage after another stage after another stage. This is a normal, this is a norm nowadays. And nobody objects. Nobody demands a dream job after 4 years of study, after 5, 10 years of study. People expect that you keep studying, keep studying, keep working, keep working, keep working, keep working until you finish your high school. And then, no, not now, not now. Be patient. Be patient. You study one more year. Now? No, not now, not now. Another year, another year. Allah, Allah. And in some professions, even the graduation is not enough. You have further training. you have further studies, you have so many different stages to pass. But people say, yeah, you are going to be okay, you are going to be okay. Success is the eventual outcome. That's why in the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal focused on the eventualities. Al-aqibatu lil-muttaqeen. Aqiba is for the people who have taqwa. People who have taqwa, eventually they will be okay. They might suffer 1 week, 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. But this is part of the deal. This is how it is. You remain patient. Keep working, keep working, keep working. But trust Allah Azza wa Jal. You trust your counselors. You trust your educational advisors. You trust the experts in the job industry. And you don't object. Nobody objects. People are happy to send their kids to schools year after year, year after year, year after year. And nobody would have panic. My son has been going to school for 10 years and he doesn't have a dream job. People say, you're crazy. If anybody would panic, people say, something is wrong with him. He still has many more years to go. Why not in the matters of deen? In the matters of deen, the eventuality is for the believers. Eventually, the believers will be successful. In dunya and also in akhirah. Eventually, Allah Azza wa Jal will give success in akhirah. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ. The pleasure of Allah is the greatest thing. If Allah is happy with you at the end of the day, khalas, you have everything. رِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Again, رِضْوَان for tankeer. If Allah is a bit happy, khalas, you are done. If Allah is a little bit happy with you, you are the luckiest. Eventually, Allah will be happy with the believers. And if Allah Azza wa Jal will be happy, is happy with somebody, Allah will give him everlasting happiness, everlasting peace. And in dunya also, eventually Allah will help. We may not see it now. We may not see it in a few days. We may not see it in a year, in 2 years. One day, one year, 2 years, they don't matter. You keep working. You trust Allah Azza wa Jal, keep working. Allah has promised, وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It is obligatory upon us to help the believers. Allah has obliged Himself to help the believers. How can Allah not fulfill His promise? But Allah did not say, I will help straight away. I will help as and when you wish. I will help as and when you desire. Or how you desire. No, no. This is Allah's discretion. Nobody can impose anything on Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah has His broader wisdom. Allah Azza wa Jal, He has His comprehensive knowledge. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah's acts are in accordance with His broader vision and broader wisdom and comprehensive ilm. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah Azza wa Jal, He always has promised success with deen. In any aspect of life, if you are stuck, if you have nowhere to go, if you don't know what to do, the best thing to do is to follow deen. In your personal life, in your family life, in your business life, in your job, in your career, in your work with the community, in your studies. Whenever and wherever you feel you're stuck, what can you do? The best thing to do is to find out what is it that Allah wants from me right now. Do what Allah Azza wa Jal has demanded from you. and then see the magic. See the magic unfolding before your eyes. Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever has taqwa, Allah will make a way out for him. Right? What is taqwa? Obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Taqwa is to fulfill the commands of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Whoever has taqwa, taqwa in where? In what matter? In whatever matter. If you have taqwa in your dealing with your wife, Allah will make a way out for you. Meaning, your wife will not become disobedient. Your wife will not become rebellious. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. You have taqwa in your dealing with your kids. You raise kids according to the way Allah wants, not according to the way you want. You have taqwa in the tarbiyah of awlad. يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah will make a way out for you. So your kids will remain loyal to you. Your kids will remain faithful to you. The kids will become the joy of your eyes. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Our Lord, grant us from our wives and also from our progeny قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ, joy of our eye. Okay, without anything, make us imam for muttaqeen. You become not only muttaqi, you become the imam of muttaqeen. Not the formal imam, there is the imam of masjid and there is the imam of muttaqeen. You can only have one imam in the masjid, right? You only have one imam in the masjid. Obviously, nowadays, because people get bored straight away, people want to have different tone, different voice every day, so you have so many imams. Otherwise, salah is not for tone or for voice. Salah is for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to lead the prayer. How many imams were there? For Fajr, for Dhuhr, for Asr, for Maghrib, Isha, how many imams? One imam. After Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Bakr became Khalifa. How many imams? Yes, if there is an excuse, you can have a backup. Sometimes people travel, there is a backup. But we want to have change. We want to enjoy the voice. We want to enjoy the tone, not the prayer. Not the prayer. Prayer, no, no. Prayer is not important. The tone is important. The accent is important. The manner in which he is performing, his performance is important. Allah, Allah. Salah became performance. Salah became performance. Salatul Tarawih became performance. Salatul Jum'ah became performance. People judge after Salatul Jum'ah. In some masajid, literally you have feedback sessions. Give stars to the imam. In some masajid, how many stars you give to the imam? How many stars you give to the khatib? So people come for salah, for ibadah. The intention is to benefit, or the intention is to give stars, to give grades. Innamal a'malu binniyat. وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ مِرِئِينَ. And in some narration, لِمْرِئِ مَا نَوَى. Everybody will get what he intends. If a person has intention of benefit, Allah will benefit you from anybody's words. Even a common man might benefit you from his words. So salah is success. Deen is success. But success eventually. And success with taqwa. ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us understanding of deen, and may Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to act upon the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.